Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
Can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
It's one of the toughest decisions in life. You can quit college. You can quit your job. You can even get out of a marriage. But once you get a tattoo, it's not so easy to go back. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. Getting a tattoo is a serious decision, right? Because yes, you can always correct it, but it's not like you can take it off your skin. I know this one guy who got a tattoo of his daughter's face when he was in his 30s, and now he's in his 60s and her face just looks like an overripe fruit. You don't want to deal with things like that. Also, it has to be something very personal, a message or a line or an image that means something to you and is very close to your heart. And it hasn't always gone down well for every single person, not even stars. They like their ink though. You have to wear all sorts of clothes and makeup and do up your hair in so many ways, be so many different personalities on screen. But at least the tattoo can be theirs. Let's take a look at some celebrities and the tattoos they have. Deepika Padukone and Ranbir Kapoor's relationship was one of the most talked about ones because he comes from a long line of actors. She was a badminton player turned model who found her footing in Bollywood, and they seemed to be so in love. That in itself seemed like a Bollywood movie. So when Deepika Padukone showed off her tattoo that read RK, nobody batted an eyelid. But when they broke up, everyone lost their minds. All you could read about was, oh, this couple broke up. Now what's going to happen to this tattoo? Not questions like, what will they do? How will they deal with the breakup? Are they going to be emotionally okay? Nope. What will happen to the tattoo? She's now with Ranveer Singh, and you don't need a tattoo to feel connected with a guy like that. Just buy him flashy clothes or let him share your wardrobe and you're set. Ranbir Kapoor is the troubled star kid, the misunderstood actor, the man who seems to still be in his angsty teenage phase. Now, Deepika Padukone got his initials tattooed when they were dating, right? Can you expect the same of him? Nope. He had the words Avara tattooed on his wrist. It was supposed to be a tribute to his grandpa because he did a film called Avara way back in 1951. And it was also supposed to be a representation of his character in the movie Ye Jawani Hai Diwani, because that's when we got to see the tattoo. Now, Deepika Padukone is married and we still see her flash this RK tattoo once in a while. But do we even know if Ranbir Kapoor's tattoo is permanent? See? That's the kind of guy he is. Is anything permanent with him? You know how people say they're half Punjabi or half Tamilian? Now, Priyanka Chopra is half Hollywood. Oh wait, correction. Priyanka Chopra Jonas. She went from model to beauty pageant winner to Miss World to doing random song and dance sequences in the South, then kicking ass on screen in Bollywood as a leading lady, releasing music, producing stuff, going to Hollywood, and marrying a Jonas brother. She's had her hands full, this one. That's where her tattoo is. She says her dad was always proud of her and her achievements, and he was a top guy. So when he died, he left this void behind in her life. It can't be easy losing your dad, no matter how old you are or what you do for a living. So she got a tattoo that reads, Daddy's little girl, and she's got it on her wrist. Nick Jonas has a matching tattoo with his brother Joe Jonas, and he has another one that's religious. Maybe him and his new wife will get a matching one and write a song about it. Yeah, whatever, as long as they don't throw another reception for it. Emma Watson has come a long way from being an adorable little geek in the Harry Potter series. And usually when you start off acting as a child, your whole life pretty much becomes that. Look at Hilary Duff and Miley Cyrus and even some actors back home here. But Emma Watson was part of one of the biggest franchises in the world, played one of the lead roles, and still took time off to study before she started acting again. And then she also involved herself with organizations and events that promoted reading and education across the world. She's quite incredible and her tattoo reflects that. Time's up. That's what her tattoo reads. Time's up. I mean, if she's going all out doing what she wants to because she thinks time's up, what are mere mortals like us supposed to do? Alia Bhatt was launched by Karan Johar, where she played the snooty little girl with a soft heart. But after that, there was no stopping her. She's done movies like Highway and Razi, which demanded a great performance from her. Even Gully Boy, for that matter. We've seen star kids come and go. We've seen star kids who only make safe choices when it comes to films. And we've also seen star kids who've only gone with popular producers or repetitive roles and died out quickly. But Alia Bhatt seems to be doing everything right. Like there's nothing that can stop her. And her tattoo reflects exactly that. Her tattoo reads, Pataka. Don't we all want to be a Pataka like her? Katy Perry and Russell Brand had a whirlwind romance. They met at an award show. They came to India. He proposed outside the Taj Mahal. And they got married in a small private ceremony near the Ranthambore Sanctuary. Then they got divorced before anybody could even write songs about their love. It was a really short marriage, but not so short that they couldn't get matching tattoos. Now, because they have such a huge connection to India, they both got tattoos inside their biceps. It reads Anugachati Pravaha in Sanskrit. It means go with the flow. They took it a little too literally. They even got a divorce with the flow. Post Malone has quietly grown popular over the last few years. Now, there's no way you won't recognize him wherever you spot him. It's not usual for someone to have that many tattoos on their face. He's got one that says stay away over his right eyebrow. He's got a little bunny below a face with two crosses for eyes. He's got a sword, and his newest ones are below his eyes. Below his right eye, he has the word always, and below his left eye, he has the word tired. Always tired, that's what it reads. So everyone thought it was a tattoo that was talking about insomnia. But Post Malone said it was just to piss off his mom. See, you can have thousands of subscribers on YouTube, you can have fans across the world, but nothing in the world can give you as much satisfaction as pissing off mom. Lily Collins is another star who loves her tattoos. She has a couple that connect to her English heritage, like the rose on her foot and a crown with wings on her wrist. Another one is just words with a flower. It reads, love always and forever. And her most recent one is a tattoo she got when she went on a trip to South Korea. It's really pretty and personal. It's a fairy sitting on a lily pad, because she's Lily. And she also has another tattoo on her left side. It's a fairy blowing dandelion seeds sitting on the moon. And she's tattooed the words fragile thing next to it. She's anything but fragile. She's been going strong, this one. Kangana Ranaut is a queen in every sense. She can do movies that nobody else wants to take up and turn that into a hit. She can walk into your own show and roast you. Basically, you just can't take her for granted. Even her tattoo states that. She has one of a warrior angel at the back of her neck. She'd had that for a while, then she modified it a little bit after she entered Bollywood, added some nuances. The warrior angel needed to be upgraded because your wars will get a whole lot more complicated when you're in the industry. She has another one on her ankle. That's also an angel, but a much cuter one. Just shows she can be either kind of angel. Just depends on what you're like with her. Adam Levine, I think he has more tattoos than songs. Okay, not really, but close. He has one that says mom, obviously to honor his mom. He has a guitar, typical musician tattoo. And then he has a paw print tattoo because he loves animals. He has a tiger, a rose, an eagle, and something that's got an Indian connection, the tattoo on his chest that reads tapas. And just in case he gets lost and forgets where he likes to live, he has Los Angeles and California tattooed on himself. You really want to tell a city you love it? Just go do some free concerts there, no? Okay, he has way too many tattoos. He has like 26 tattoos. 26 known ones. He might have some hidden, but he's shirtless in so many of their videos. I think we've seen all there is to see. Saif Ali Khan and Kareena Kapoor Khan had this phase where they liked shocking people. They were like, hey guys, look at us together, write about us, click some pictures of us. It's still like that. Wherever they go, they take their kid and they have no problems with their pictures being splashed all over. So this one time Saif made a public appearance many years back. He made sure everyone got to see his brand new tattoo. It read Kareena. When people first saw it, they were like, oh my god, this is the real deal. They made for each other. Even Kareena said the tattoo was the most romantic thing Saif had ever done for her. And she said that even after they had a baby together. Nice priorities, babo. Yeah, we like doing some of the things our favorite stars do, but they can make mistakes too. And it's okay for them. They have the best people to cover up their mistakes, whether it's a tattoo or whether it's a lawsuit. So don't go following them in a hurry. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.